Sean Paul. Yeah. Lil John, yeah. J4, Young Blue. You already know how we do it, homeboy. And we are from
A-town. Yo, Atlanta. I am so glad that the Greeks did not ruin this song, y'all. This song, when it comes on, the thing about me, I love track music, okay? Okay, don't be fooled. I love a good hood jam. If you're not following Dre Brown on TikTok or on social media, then what are you really doing right now? Because not only does he give great advice for your career, but he's hilarious. And most importantly, he is elite, okay? That's the thing that he says on TikTok. Oh, don't be fooled. I love a good hood jam. And then he claps. But anyways, welcome back to the Take What You Need podcast, hosted by me and Finellis. It is so good to talk to you guys. I do miss my listeners. I do miss recording a podcast. But the past few weeks, I have been extremely busy with traveling, family, friends, weddings, spending time with people, quality time with people. And I'm not going to say I've been neglecting anything. I've just been living life. I need to stop talking in meme. And when I say talking a meme, it's like I say a meme or I act out a meme or a viral clip and then I laugh. I have this thing about myself that I've learned like recently this year. Probably I've learned it before, that I do this nervous laugh thing and it's... I did it again. It's a weird thing that I do. It's my weird quirk, but it's something about me that makes me me. Anyways... Welcome back to the Take What You Need podcast. Take What You Need podcast is not an advice podcast. It's more of a conversational podcast that just makes you want to spark a conversation, share some thoughts, just talk to someone and see where you or a friend, a family, a loved one, a coworker, whoever is at on a certain topic and to see if they agree. I believe that advice is not a one-size-fits-all, so I do not believe in just giving advice to people because what I do and how I live may not be the same for you, so it may not apply. Welcome back, everybody. I want to say that I am enjoying spring completely. I love, love, love spring. Last week, there was a heat wave. I don't know what that one was about. Clearly, it was global warming. You guys, global warming is real, okay? If you think it's fake, wake up, okay? Because ain't nothing fake about global warming, okay? It's 100% real. I'm not scared or anything. Just concerned for our planet's well-being because it does not make any sense about how hot it was during freaking spring. Like, it was in the 90s. And people be like, well... you're from Florida. Like, isn't it always hot? Yeah, it is always hot, but you know what we got? We got central AC. And when it is hot, I'm inside the house. Like, I don't thrive in the heat. I'm not a reptile. I don't like the heat, okay? Also, let me correct myself. Even some reptiles don't like the heat. You know what happens when they're hot? They go in the water. You know what snakes do sometimes? They go in the shade. They try to get inside your house. They hot too. Ooh, that's how I know I cannot go to hell, because imagine burning internally, like you're burning forever, like it's nonstop torture. I can't do that to myself. It's funny, but it's really not. I really can't do that to myself. But aside from the beautiful weather and spring, beautiful flowers, greenery, but there's love in the air. People are graduating. People are taking trips. There are so many birthdays in spring, including my own, April 8th. A lot of kids that I know, a few kids that I know, well, only two, maybe. Well, I can say a few now. I know a lot more kids. I have friends who have kids, and I'm getting friends who have kids. But my baby cousin turned 1 year old. His name is Wellington, but I call him Wells. I know he has a fancy-ass name. Like, he's going to be something in life. He will be something in life because he has a long name. I'm not going to give you his entire government because he's just a child, and I don't want you stealing his young identity. But he is 1 year old. He is adorable. I love him. He's the sweetest kid ever. He is the kid that kind of makes me want to have a kid. But I don't call it baby fever because I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it as in like I'm around children enough to know that baby fever is just like, you know, it's kind of like, it's like you see somebody with like a nice car and you're like, oh, I wish I had that car. And then you get that car and then you realize, oh my gosh, this car is a lot of maintenance. So it's kind of like seeing somebody with a G-Wagon and saying you wish you had a G-Wagon, and then you get a G-Wagon. Then you realize that putting gas in that G-Wagon is going to be like, especially during this time, probably like $150 probably per week. Insurance gonna be high, maintenance gonna be high. At the end of the day, it's gonna be like, why did I ask this G-Wagon? I could have waited for this G-Wagon. So when it comes to children, I do love them. But I can definitely wait to have my own kids because I want to enjoy me. I want to enjoy me, and then I, you know, when I get married, I want to enjoy my husband. Just us two and enjoy our marriage. Then the children will come later. I am in no rush to have no children, but I do enjoy the little jits around me. Jit is a Florida term. Google it. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. I've went to 2 weddings so far. Beautiful, beautiful weddings. The weddings are people in the same family. It's a child. It's a big ass family. I love big families. It's like you never know who's related to who, and you're just trying to put this big old family tree together, and it's like, forget about it. But I've just been having a good time. Spent time with my parents, my mom, my dad, my brothers, my friends, and it's just been like, I've just been like on a high. Just been so grateful for the people in my life, the people that surround me, my tribe, new friends, old friends. I'm just so grateful for so much, and that's how I've been feeling lately. And I'm not saying everything has been perfect, but it's just been so rewarding, and I've just been so blessed. And I just thank God. So that's what I want to say. I just thank God. I've been like constantly just saying, thank you, Jesus, constantly. Because I'm just overfilled and overflowing with gratitude. I'm just so blessed. Ooh, I can go on and on, but I'm not going to go on and on. But last episode, we were talking about friendships, and I was giving you guys a brief history about my friendships and things like that, because I feel as if the older you get, I believe the older you get, the harder it is to make friends. And I know so many of us are always wondering, how do you make new friends? I want new friends. I don't know how to go about that, so on and so forth. And the thing I believe about just like, you know, entering a romantic relationship is that you have to make sure that you are mentally prepared to go into the relationship or to go into the friendship, because every relationship requires an amount of work. And sometimes it's hard to embrace new things, or in this case, new people in your life, when you haven't dealt with yourself and the way you handle relationships in the past, that it's going to show up in your future. It's going to show up in your habits. It's going to be an elephant in the room, per se. And this episode is more about, you know, falling out with friends, deceptions, and so on and so forth. Because I want us to, in order to move on and grow, you have to really learn from your past. And if you don't learn from your past, I feel like I'm a little bit repeating myself, then you have a hard time embracing the future. So what I mean by that is that we've all have friendships that ended in hurt, ended in tragedy, ended in a way that, you know, well, I'm not gonna say tragedy, that sounds very extra, but some of them, think you can call them tragedy. You go from calling somebody best friend into, and the next day it's like, what happened to us? It's, you know, it sadly it happens. And also, we also have to acknowledge that life happens and friendships grow apart. Sometimes the person that we thought who they were not who they were at all. People get envious. As you grow as a person, sometimes certain friends are stagnant or they're haters or they're just been someone you never expected them to be. But people will always show their true colors eventually. It's just unfortunate that we don't see it coming because a lot of us have a good heart. So we're just going to talk about how to navigate from hard friendships, from friendships that hurt you. So a big thing when it comes to humans is that we suck at communication. Child, communication is sometimes can be a foreign language to us. And I can say this about men and women. When it comes to men and women, we do not communicate the same way. And what I say about communication is that sometimes the main thing is the miscommunication that we have in relationships. So everyone interprets things differently. I'm the type of person, sometimes I'm not going to text you. I'm going to call you because I'd rather say it than type it because I don't want you to take it a certain way because I don't want you to think that I'm saying something that I'm not. I'm the type of friend who is blunt and honest and straightforward. And some people, if you're not my friend, you don't understand that. My friends, they get that. I'm straightforward. I'm blunt. I'm honest. I'm not going to beat around the bush. You ask me a question, I'm going to give you an answer, you know? And sometimes with the miscommunication or the misinterpretation, we think that, oh, someone said something out of spite or, you know, like, oh, you haven't been calling me, you haven't been texting me. And we take that a little bit personally to the point that it was a miscommunication that ended, that made us not communicate in a way or slow down our communication, thus causing us to like grow apart and drift apart and stuff like that. As for me, whenever I feel like there's a miscommunication, I wouldn't say I was quick in the past. I would just kind of start assuming things. And that's the worst thing to do is to assume anything. Don't assume nothing because your assumption is not fact. And the thing about when we assume things is that we believe that, oh, I assume this was the case. And then we make those assumptions a fact, which is not the case at all. So, when it comes to miscommunication, it happens all the time. It happens at work. It happens at church. It happens with friendships, marriages. It happens in media intentionally sometimes, unfortunately. But it is something that we need to work on. And how would I say we work on communication is that you find out the best way to communicate with somebody. For example, if someone say, hey, don't sit there and text me important things, then don't be sitting there texting somebody your whole, you're like, I had a bad day, this, that happened. Like with me, when I see a whole paragraph, my first thing is, it's like, why'd you text me this whole paragraph? Can you just call me? One of my biggest pet peeves is when my godfather does this. He calls me on Instagram sometimes. And I'm like, yo, I don't talk to nobody on Instagram chat. So don't call me on no Instagram chat. Like that's a no-no. It's weird. It's giving, because I only talk, besides on FaceTime, I talk on WhatsApp. And that's only because my boyfriend doesn't have an iPhone. So that's what we use. But like to me, like, that's not the way I communicate. That's not a channel I communicate in. Yes, the channel matters as well. In my boyfriend's case, he doesn't have an iPhone, so of course we can't FaceTime. But my godfather, he has an iPhone. So why are you calling me on Instagram? Like, I don't really trust Zuckerberg. And I know, okay, I'm talking on WhatsApp, but at least the message said it's encrypted. Okay. At least WhatsApp is not selling me ads or selling my information. Oh, I hope they ain't. But communication and the channel that you use to communicate is just as important. Sometimes we need to be able to communicate things in person versus on the phone or through text message. And it might be, okay, I could just send this text and it's easy to go through and it's easy for her to get and she'll always have it. But that may not be the way that person communicates. It's kind of like learning somebody's love language. You have to learn what they like and what they don't like. You know, what's the best way to talk to them? Now, also the thing about friendships ending or falling out is that people genuinely just grow apart. Life happens, you know? And one thing is, sometimes people go away for school. Sometimes people want to get their master's in a different place, or they graduated college and they want to move to a different location. And now that friendship went from, oh, you live up the street, down the street, or whatever, to you live miles away. And physically we are apart, but now we have grown apart in our friendship because I don't see you as often. Some people really depend on seeing their friends. That is kind of like, oh, I can just give you a call. It's like a phone call is not enough. For me, I've got to the point that I do love a phone call. I love talking on the phone. Listen, I have a podcast, so you know I love to talk, okay? I love to talk. But for me and some other people, it is kind of sad when your friend moves away, because it's kind of like, damn, like who I'm going to hang out with, who I'm going to see on Saturdays, who I'm going to brunch with, who I'm going to go to church with. And you live so many miles away. But when it comes to a friendship, just like a relationship, you know, a friendship is a relationship, but it's just not romantic in a sense, is that you have to do the work. You have to be able to see each other every now and then. There's work to be put in these friendships. And sometimes in life we just grow apart because we just don't have the same interests, you know. Sometimes people get married and they don't want to go out anymore, and that's normal, you know. Like, you don't have to be married and going out to clubs and brunch and stuff like that. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Maybe you enjoy the life of being a wife and going on dinners with your significant other, or you know, a much slow paced life versus when you were single. And as for friends, we have to realize that you have to really, really, really catch yourself when it comes to that. You gotta be like, you really have to understand that you can't always rely on your friends to have a good time or to go out to do this. One thing for me I had to learn in my romantic relationship and in my friendships is that I can't always depend on so-and-so to go out. There's a time that I was always hanging out with my friends. Like in college, we did everything together. And when my class schedule changed and my work schedule got busy, it got to a point that I didn't see my friends as often. And every time I was like, hey, let's go out and do this. Oh, I can't. I have to do this. I have to do that. It made me realize that I have to be able to enjoy my own company. I have to be okay with taking myself out on a date. I may not have to call it a date, taking myself out to Target, taking myself out to Sephora, taking myself out to do things. And I've come to a point that I enjoy my own company. I love going places by myself sometimes, not the city, but I do like going to Sephora by myself, to go to Target by myself. I mean, I still don't like going grocery shopping myself because I'd rather have somebody else push the cart for me and help me find things so we can spend less time in a grocery store. Listen, if it's not Trader Joe's or Target, I don't want to be there. I'm in there for too long. Let me go home. I can't be in Sephora too long because I just start making reasons to buy certain things. But in Trader Joe's and Target, I could be there for a minute. I could be there for a while, honey. Okay? I can't even be in a Zara for a long time because Zara just kind of makes me upset because the prices are absurd. I don't know about y'all, but I feel like Zara prices kind of went up. And I can find that stuff on other websites. I could find the same dupes, just saying. But we have to be able to enjoy our own company. And at the same time, don't enjoy your own company to the point that you're not even hanging out with your friends, because you still have to make the effort to come see them. But go see them, you know? Maybe your friend just had a baby. You need to be able to have that awareness that, hey, my friend has a baby. She can't just leave the house. Now my thing is, let me go see her. Let me go see the baby. Let me make sure she's okay. Because life happens. We are growing up, and as women, we're going to have so many changes in life. Like, you know, sometimes when you get that friend who has a boyfriend, there's a friendship change. She's not always hanging out. She's not always down. She's not always, you know, staying up late night with you. Sometimes you want to be booed up. And that's okay for her to want to be booed up, because wouldn't you want to be booed up? And sometimes, unfortunately, we have fallouts with friends because of deception. Sometimes friends get jealous of you, you know, like you have a better job, or, you know, you're moving up with life, or like I said before, you have a relationship, and they kind of envy that, and you start seeing signs that they're not really happy for you or what you're doing. They're kind of envious because they don't have what you have. And it's kind of scary, because you ask yourself, is she really jealous of me? Because you're just so confused about why someone would be envious of you versus being happy for you. And it's not something that you did. It's just something that they have, that they're battling internally with. They're probably asking themselves, why her? Why not me? For me, when I see someone in a relationship or getting married or engaged or having a baby, to me, I always see the glass half full versus half empty, because I'm much of a hopeful person. It's because the way my faith is set up, it's because the way my life is set up, and it's because the way I was raised. Because when I see things like that in front of me, especially to people who I'm close with, it, to me, it's like, oh, it's possible for you too. I don't see it as an impossible. I see that it is possible for me as well. To get a little bit, to share a little bit with you guys, is I've went to 2 weddings this year, 3 in the past year and a half in total. And I love going to weddings, because weddings are kind of like, it's inspiring. And I don't mean inspiring as in like the dresses, the suits, the bridesmaids, the venue, the flowers. It's inspiring to see young people still pursue marriage in a beautiful way, because I know a lot of times in culture, they kind of talk down about marriage, and people don't even get to talk about marriage as much because we're stuck dating people that we don't like, or, you know, having a hard time dating. But to me, seeing other people get married motivates me and makes me and brings me to my knees to pray for myself to get married as well. You know, I've been in a relationship for a while now, and I believe that I do want to get married, hopefully, you know, soon, God willing, if God wants me to. But marriage requires a certain sacrifice, and I may not be ready for it. I may not be prepared for it, but I do pray about it, because it is a desire of my heart. It is a desire that I've always had, and I've never really, well, I used to not imagine being married anymore, because the past relationship that I had, it was kind of hard for me to imagine that. And then before that, I never really had like a serious boyfriend. So it's like, I would imagine myself being married to somebody I had a crush on, only for it to be like, never happen, you know, like you're not even this person's girlfriend and you're imagining marrying them. So for me I had a way of like not thinking about getting engaged, not thinking about getting married, not thinking about having kids, because if I thought about those things with somebody that, you know, didn't give me a ring or didn't see a future with me, it would hurt. You know what I mean? Like, you imagine your life with someone and then it never happens, and it's just like, it's emotional damage. I forgot how that Asian person says it. Emotional damage. I forgot how to say it, but that was a way for me to kind of block that out. But now that I want that, I envision that, and it's kind of weird the way I envision it, because yes, I have a boyfriend, but I don't envision like, maybe I should start praying that I envision it's him. But I have been praying that, I don't know, I think for me, I'm still working on that, that I need to be more intentional with my prayers when it comes to that. But what I'm trying to say about all this is that seeing other people get married encourages me to pursue a marriage, to get married, and to, you know, just work towards that, because that is a goal of mine. It's, is he even on my vision board? Is it on my vision board? I can see my vision board from where I'm at. I think it is on my vision board. It's kind of far from me. I don't have glasses on. I don't wear glasses. Yes, it is on my vision board. It is. It is. So I'm seeing other people get married. It motivates me 100% to do that as well. Now I'm thinking about, I have been thinking about, like, how would I want to get married? I do want to do the whole courthouse thing and then eventually have like a destination wedding. Honestly, some days I don't even think about having a wedding. I just think about getting married at the courthouse and then going on a fabulous long honeymoon, probably about a week or two. But who knows? Who knows what God will put on my heart to do for my marriage? And also, getting married is not a decision that, not getting married, but having a wedding is not a decision that only the woman makes. You know, two people are getting married, not just one. And yes, women do become bridezillas, but at the same time, though, we can, you know, calm ourselves down. But I said all that to say that, you know, you have to be really intentional with that, and you have to be really intentional when it comes to relationships. And when you feel as if, like, you have somebody in your life who you called a friend who's becoming envious or jealous or just a little bit, they just seem odd and off to you, I would just say what I said before and communicate with that person. Because again, it's maybe not you, it's just something that they're battling internally and they don't know how to go about it. So it comes in a form of jealousy for them. It's not you, it's them. Now, sometimes the envy and jealousy might grow into something else, and they might become spiteful or might become hateful or might try to sabotage something that you have. And unfortunately, when that happens, don't fight them. My friend Ashton said something very true that I agree with 100%. I am 29 years old. She's younger than me. I'm not fighting no girl. I'm not fighting you at all. I'm pressing charges. You're going to jail, okay? Or prison. I don't know. Maybe a day in jail is what you need. But I'm too grown to be fighting. So I'm not fighting other women. I'm not fighting grown women. I'm not doing none of that. I'm not doing no brawl. I am not doing that. Because the way my edges set up, I know that's what you're going to do first. You're going to go for my edges. Because you know they're barely there. And you're going to try to get rip what you have. No, I'm not fighting nobody. I'm not going there. I'm not doing that. It's a no. So when we're hurt by friends, stabbed in the back, to say, this is not the easy part, but what's important is that you need time. You need time away from that person, because you're not going to be able to talk to that person, because you're going to be angry. You're going to be angry. You don't know what's going to come out of your mouth. You don't know how you're going to feel. You want to be very careful, because you don't want to say anything crazy at all to someone, because you'll never forget words. You know, they'll never forget those words. People will never forget how you made them feel. Let me repeat that again. People will never forget how you made them feel. Okay? So when you're upset or angry and you want to do something, you want time to yourself. You want to just sit. Kind of like the example is, you know, when you are drinking, and it's just on a driver's test. When you're drinking, the only thing that can help you with alcohol is time, because you are under the influence. Just like when you're upset, when your emotions are under the influence, you need time to sit. And it may take longer than you, but just know that the things that you don't deal with, the bitterness that you still hold, has more effect on you than them. So you may need time to forgive yourself and then forgive them. but you need to forgive them for me. I always want to not only forgive myself, but forgive the other person verbally. And forgive them to the point that I don't, you know, hold the past against them, but I do move differently. You know, I move with more intention. I don't, you know, try to force a friendship back. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I don't believe in forcing nothing in life. You have to just let it flow. But you know, you move different. You learn, you know better, so you do better. You know, I truly believe in that. And also, you know, when you forgive them and maybe the friendship is growing and you want to be friends with them again, you have to let go of the past. If you have forgiven someone for something, you can't bring it up in their face again, because you forgive them, right? You can't bring it up in their face, because it's not really forgiveness if it's always like, oh, you did this to me when that happened. You did this to me. That No. Move on. Be alert of the red flags. When you see a red flag, bring it up in a conversation at the right time, because you have to communicate how you feel so you won't miscommunicate. Because if you're communicating, you won't miscommunicate, you know. And last but not least, I know a lot of us hate doing this, but you got to be the bigger person. You got to be the bigger person. And you know, I know, we know it sucks being the bigger person. But for me, I never want to give anybody any reasons to say anything about me. If someone says something about me, it's because they just don't like me. and that's period. You just don't like me. Just say it. Because I don't believe in giving anyone the satisfaction of doing something wrong and giving them a reason to talk about me to prove that I am this type of person. That is not who I am. That is not my character. And that will never be my character. So that is just how, this is a few things. I know sometimes friendships could be a much more difficult, and when it comes to problems and stuff like that, because again, like I said, this is not a advice podcast. It's more of a conversational podcast, but I hope this podcast episode sparks a conversation amongst you and your friend group, or a best friend, or something, or any type of relationship, because a lot of this could be applied to a romantic relationship as well. But we have to be able to have adult conversations and our adult friendships, because if we want to meet new people and to make new friends, we have to be mature emotionally when it comes to this. We have to be mature friends, because the older you get, you'll just meet more and more mature people. Not everybody will be mature and, you know, and this and whatnot, but you want to make sure that you're the mature friend. Nobody, when you think about that childish friend, think about that. Nobody wants a childish friend. You may have a childish friend, but nobody wants to make friends with someone who is childish with their emotions. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. Nobody wants to hear that. So you got to play your part. If you want new friends in life, you got to be very intentional about it. And you got to put your best foot forward. So, and a lot, and for me, I have met a lot of new people on social media. Like, if I follow you online, I'm following you because I wouldn't mind being your friend in real life. I may not know you completely, but I wouldn't mind getting to know you and becoming friends with you in real life. Social media, the best way to find new friends as well. I mean, you're following people. Why not just connect with them? But that concludes this episode about fallouts and friendships and deceptions and so on and so forth. I do have a Black Business of the Week. Yay me. Black Business of the Week is by, her name is Nana. She is based in Orlando, Florida, but she does travel, and she has a business called Elegant Embellishment. She is an event planner. Now, during spring, I've been celebrating a bunch of birthdays, there's graduation, weddings and whatnot. There's always an event, and summer's around the corner, so you may have an event that you need somebody to help you with. She's your girl. She's amazing. She's great. She has an Instagram page, which I'll put the information in the show notes, but she does a damn thing, and you need to connect with her. Not you may want to, you need to connect with her. So Her name is Nana. If you go to her, tell her that Anne sent you. She did a beautiful, beautiful table setup for my Friendsgiving last year, my brother's house. She was fast. It was exactly what I asked her to do, and she executed it. No questions asked, on time. Great, like phenomenal. 5 stars. Can't complain at all. Very professional, very sweet, and very collaborative. So you can be as, you know, you can collab as much as possible. But that basically concludes this episode for today. I hope you have a conversation with your friends. And if you need to reach out to the ex-friend, ex-best friend, do it. Don't force yourself to do it. Pray about it. And, you know, hopefully you will be able to be in a better place. Don't forget. Forgive yourself and then forgive them. I'm playing this ratchet music in the background as I'm talking about forgiveness. But you know what? If you feel like you don't give a damn about the friendship, just make sure that, you know, you still give a damn about you and that you're not the person that... Just make sure you're not the person that you think that you're not portraying. As in, make sure who you really are. If you say you're a good friend, make sure you do good friend things. But anyways, thank you for listening to this podcast. This episode. I appreciate you. I'll see you in the next episode. In the next episode, we're going to talk about how to make new friends. Have a good night. Talk to you later. And thank you for listening.